talk golf here. Scott City finished third on Monday at the Ulysses Invitational, and they will be headed to Moriah Hills and Dodge tomorrow, and then they'll be back home on the home course on Friday, and so they're going to get 36 holes in 2 days here coming up on Thursday, Friday. Busy week for them, and that'll be kind of pushing about halfway to the PGA Tour after that. But we got a couple freshmen joining us here. We'll start off with Matthew Wheeler. And how are you doing this evening?
Oh, not too bad. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. So you made the trek to golf here this year. And how's that been for you?
Not too bad. I definitely enjoy it.
More than I would enjoy track. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, that's all right. Well, you've had a pretty good season so far. What's the biggest thing you've learned as you've gone through the golf season here so far?
Probably not to let bad shots, streaks of bad shots get to you, because if you do, it's all just a snowball effect from there, and it'll just be gone. You won't be able to get any of your game back.
Well, you had a pretty good, I think, meet last week at Goodland. You got 14th, I think. You were a medalist there. And
yep.
What did that do maybe to your confidence going forward here?
Well, I definitely thought I should have played a lot better than I did. But, I mean, either way, I medaled. But I was hoping to play better than I did.
Do you feel like you played better, though, on Monday?
No.
No?
No, the wind, it made putting difficult. It just made everything difficult. You'd grab an extra 3 clubs and still leave it 40 yards short. So.
Oh, man. Well, you're going to have a lot of golf here in the next 48 hours. You'll play 36 holes there. I believe it is Thursday and Friday. But you get to go to Dodge City. That is a very difficult course. That'll be a lot of hills. And then Friday, you kind of go to the opposite there at your home meet. That'll be exciting to play on the home course. What are you looking to accomplish as you take over or go through these next couple of days?
Definitely improve on my short game. I mean, that's the biggest part of golf, because you hit your putter more than any other club in your bag. And if you're not good with that, and you probably won't end up scoring very well.
Or what's been the strength of your game so far?
Probably my irons.
All right. All right. Well, Matthew, thanks again for joining me here this evening, and good luck to you coming up here these next few meets.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Matthew Wheeler joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and I think we get a newbie on to our show, I believe, right? I think first time you've been on our show?
Yeah, this will be my first time on the
show. All right, it's Drew Metzger. Yep, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. So did you ever get any pointers from Dylan or McKenzie about talking on the radio?
No, Dylan never really told me about this.
All right. Well, I promise I'll save the harder questions till later on in your career.
Okay.
But, how's the golf going for you so far this year?
Pretty good. I'm really enjoying it. Done 2 tournaments and did better in my second one, so just getting better every tournament.
I mean, and all of them have been 18-hole tournaments so far, but what maybe helped you out the most going into your second tournament compared to your first one?
Well, the first one at Buffalo Dunes was like 40-mile winds, so that was pretty difficult. And then the second one wasn't very windy, but it was a lot of trees. But, the wind definitely, not having wind really helped me out, and just more experience. So.
What have you probably learned the most, maybe from yourself golf this year, and even maybe from some of the veterans that are on the team?
Just not letting bad shots get to you, and just keeping your head in the right spot, and yeah.
And what's probably the best or the strongest part of your game?
My strongest part is definitely my irons. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, and Friday you get to golf at home. That's always got to be pretty good. All right.
Yeah, I'm excited.
What's been your best round at home?
My best round at home would be I think a 43.
Okay. For 9, of course.
Yeah, for 9. I haven't played.
If you're doing 43 for 18, they may have to redo the course because of that.
Yeah.
Well, you've had a good season so far here, a couple meets in. And thanks again, Drew, for joining me here. Good luck to you coming up here the rest of the season.
Thank you.
All right, once again, freshman Drew Metzger joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here as we resume on with our coaches show. We're going to bring Coach Brian Gentry on here next. And Scott City, once again, will be at Dodge City, Moriah Hills on Thursday, and then their home meet on Friday afternoon as they were third at Ulysses on Monday. We'll Coach, I know it felt like that your team coming into Monday was kind of frustrated maybe a little bit how they played the first couple of meets of the year, but I think you had to be pretty happy that you guys were on the right track on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, I think we said this last week. I mean, these guys have shared some insight into their own games, and not that everybody has, you know, somebody else's swing. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't duplicate that, but we can sure learn from other people, and they're making the right strides. You know, Dylan didn't play, or
oh,
you
no.
did this to me.
Sorry about
Drew
that.
Drew didn't play at Ulysses because he was sick. He won't be with us again tomorrow. You know, we've got guys that are they're taking strides, and we've had one tournament that was good weather. You know, it was rough. You know, to the point that Jackson hit a 9-iron with the wind 200 yards and a 4-iron into the wind 150. And he pured both of them, you know, so it was, it just has a way of kind of messing with you. And when you're not comfortable with your swing, I mean, it wreaks havoc, you know, on a golf course. But they're on the right path, you know. It's going to be tough. I mean, when we look at our, and it's not our league, but you know, we faced Lakin quite a bit, and last year we were able to beat Lakin, you know, for regionals at Lakin. They didn't lose anybody, so I mean, yeah. they're going to be a team that's you know really. Really good and going to win a lot of tournaments out here.
Yeah.
They're good. We just want to kind of keep, you know, keep close enough to where, you know, we can see them and not let them get out of reach, but not that it matters, you know, with our league and regionals anymore. We've got it kind of a battle going on right now. It's pretty cool how we've changed up the way that we do our league. It's a three tournament kind of a cumulative score, and it's fun. You know, us and Colby are sitting with 13 points. You get 7 if you win, and 6-5, you know, and down the list. And both of us sitting at 13 and with one tournament to go, which is at Cimarron. And you know, a lot of our league has some pretty veteran players.
Yes.
And we don't necessarily. We've got, you just talked to two of our freshmen that are going to play quite a bit, and we've got some older, you know, Jackson and Tracer and Coy, we're trying to put it together, but we've got to be better still.
Yeah. Well, no, Monday was definitely a good one there. Jackson ends up winning the meet there at Ulysses, and he's now 2-0 at Ulysses, I believe.
Yeah.
Or 2-1, I believe, or something like that.
Yeah. He does such a good job of shaping his shot, and especially with the wind blowing what it was. I mean, it was brutal. I mean, just hot and windy as heck, and I think he hit one drive 390.
Wow.
Which was pretty incredible. Just shaped it just right and rode that wind but I mean, all of our guys, you know, they had their moments. It's just when you get into the wind, you know, if your swing deviates just a little bit, I mean, it can send that ball, you know, 50, 60 yards in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to play through that. You gotta just continue on and not get too upset. And I think Matthew said it. You know, you can't let one shot, you know, turn into, you know, 3 and 4 consecutive bad shots. And we're still you know, working on that short game. But our guys, they're fun to be around. Mm-hmm. You know, these next couple of days, you know, I don't know how much fun they're going to be around, you know, to be around them for 12 hours, you know, for 2 days in a row. But they're a good group, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, tomorrow we go back to Mariah Hills. You guys have played there a few times last year, of course, with the regular season tournament, but also a state there. And then Friday you get to play at home, so 36 holes. And I know you like doing this because it's a prep if they happen to go 2 days at state.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity for our guys to string together, you know, 18 on one day and 18 on another, and kind of put us in the right, you know, state of mind for, you know, how to handle that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Mariah Hills is it's a great course. Yes. It's a great course. It's got a lot of, you know, undulation and slope to the green that we're not used to seeing. But when you get to state, I mean, it's nice to have these courses. You know, we went to Buffalo Dunes and we're going to Mariah. We're going to go to Smoky in a couple of weeks. And so, I mean, all of this is preparation for getting to McPherson and getting to state. You know, like I said, we have to continue to get better, obviously. But playing on these courses is going to give us an opportunity to experience, you know, what slopes like, hitting balls below your feet, above your feet, you know, side hill lies and things like that. And our guys are doing a great job. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun when we get back home. Because like I said last week, there's no home court advantage like there is in golf. We look forward to that, and like I said, you know, us and Colby are right there tied neck and neck, and it'll all come down to that Cimarron tournament. But I think Friday's a day that we can kind of, you know, get some momentum and you know, kind of put ourselves in the right spot.
All right. Should be a fun next 48 hours for you guys. Dodge City on Thursday and Friday once again at home. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Thanks again for the time here, Coach. Good luck to you over these next 2 days.
All right. Thanks.